Thank you, Austin. See you soon. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Friday morning. ESPN 102.5 The Game. We head over to 501 Broadway. The president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, is on the line with us, fresh off carrying, I'm sure, his foursome on Monday out of Vanderbilt Legends Club. Sean, how you doing?
I am doing pretty well because I'm not playing golf today, so it's a good day for me. Monday was a long, long day.
You were in the morning session, so how did it go?
I was in the afternoon session.
Oh, so you were headed out when we saw you. Okay.
Yeah, that sweat was just coming from my car.
He had to come really over, say hi, make fun of me, and then play golf.
It was a great day.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you see everyone's love for Brent Peterson, the passion for our foundation, and it was wonderful. And it was a little warm, but it was still a great day. And if you have to have a Monday every week, it's good to play golf on a Monday. But you know what's better on a Monday?
Two hockey games.
Like Ernie Banks said, let's play two.
I nailed that, didn't I?
You did. I mean, I teed it up for you, hit it out. It's like we rehearsed it.
You know,
this is what we're talking about. This is professionalism.
You know, I don't think I've ever asked this question, Sean, but in all seriousness, where did, and you may not have the answer to this, but here goes, where did the double dip in preseason? Because obviously we'll never see this. It's always, we've been having this double dip to kick off preseason, and I think it's cool, the split squad. Where did that get hatched? I mean, I think that's pretty unique and different for somebody to say, hey, let's play two in hockey.
Yeah, you know what's really neat about it? We started it a handful of years ago when Dale Tallon, was GM the first time in Florida with David, and they're pretty good friends. And the idea is, training camp's pretty short. It really is. And when you have, whether it's one roster spot maybe that's up for grabs, or if you have five or six roster spots, you want to be able to get real game action for as many guys as possible in such a short window. So the whole idea is, we both carry a lot of guys going to, the first week of camp, if you will. So the first preseason day, why not play doubleheader? We have enough players, to field two full teams as they do. And you really do get a chance to see guys at their best in real action playing, with guys that they could be playing with if things go really well, or who they could be playing with if they're going to spend the year in Milwaukee. So it was really nice to be able to find a partner that wanted to do it and had the same philosophy we did. And it's really an extension of what we created with the rookie camp. You work together with three other teams to give your guys a chance to play together in high competitive hockey for evaluation purposes. It's a continuation of that forward. And it's fun. We swap it every year. This is our year. Next year we'll be back down in Florida. But it's also a fun way to bring your fans back together. And, I love Wrigleyville and everything that they create, with afternoon baseball. So why not do an afternoon hockey game in the middle of the summer?
Yeah, I love it. And that all starts on Monday. Remember, double dip on Monday.
Yeah, the party starts at 11 o'clock. I mean, the game's not until, 2 or
3:30? Uh-oh, did we lose him?
Going out on the plaza, season ticket holders gift that day. And just get out here. Take off of work. If you need a note, Nash will write it. I'll write it. Peter LaViolette will write the note. Maybe Johansson will call your boss if you need be. And school is optional that day. I don't know if you know that, but it's early dismissal that day if you'd like it to be.
Wow, I have not heard the Ryan Johansson part. I did not know he was signing notes this year. That's awesome. That's great.
I would love to see a video.
No, he's going to make phone calls maybe. Who knows?
Oh, phone calls.
But,
okay.
It really is. I mean, work is so overrated. So is school. I mean, just cut out and come to hockey.
Wow. Holy cow. This took a turn. All right.
I would love
my daughter's
to see
not
that.
Going to school Monday. It's a holiday.
Well, look at I like it. I love it. Hey, yeah. We're side parents like that. I just skipped and didn't tell them.
I just hope your son has parents like that, man. You better bring him.
Oh, he's going to be there. He's going to be there, loud and proud. So I want to ask you from your perspective and your group. So you've got Peter LaViolette and his coaching staff. They're going to be working out things, and they're evaluating and looking at things. They use preseason and training camp for that. What about on your end? Because as we're talking about, next week is a big week. There's four preseason games, and three of them or at Bridgestone Arena. So what are you guys, you and your staff, trying to work out in preseason leading up to the regular season?
Well, we're really lucky, having the preseason schedule we do, because we have four games at home this year. And it really is a chance. One, you get to welcome back everyone, season ticket holders, your sponsors. And we see them throughout the summer at different events, but hockey is just different. And from a staffing standpoint, you know, all your regular employees are back in full force, and it's fun to get everyone back together. And then you throw on top of that, you know, every new thing that we've built, created, whether it just be a service philosophy or, you know, a real renovation or capital improvement or technology, you're hitting the fire for the first time. And we know it's going to be, you know, 60% right on the first game, and it'll grow a little bit percentage points each game. But no matter how complete a renovation project is or a service philosophy, it's never finished until we get feedback from our fans. And, you know, not many businesses get a chance to have a focus group of, 60,000 people during preseason to say, this was great, change this, here's an idea. And, you know, as we get that feedback, we get to really complete those projects. And from a physical standpoint, all the projects aren't even done yet, and we're proud of that. You know, we have renovations throughout the whole year. This year is the year of the fan. Every month we're going to be dropping something unique and fun and different on a physical nature in the building. And it really is just enjoyable to see the fans embrace it and then send all sorts of emails saying what they liked, what they didn't like, how smart we are, how dumb we were, and everything in between. Because we always say we are a fun, good organization because of the best fans in sports.
Sean Henry is with us, Predators CEO.
Hey, Willie Donick's on the line. I didn't know he was with you today.
Oh, come on. You know it.
Hey,
you know
like
it.
A quiet guy in the corner or something. What the heck?
I'm ready to go. Well, Sean,
aren't you, like, you're so fired up seeing the guys out there. You just can't wait for Monday, right?
It was great.
Sunday at Ford Ice Center for the Blue and Gold game.
You know, that was something I thought worth mentioning, Sean, is I spent pretty much the better part of the weekend there. We did some games on Saturday and Sunday. The prospects not only played really well, but it was such a fun atmosphere at Ford Ice. You could already tell. And, you know, you get to know some of the fans like I do that, you know, just love watching every practice they can get to, every scrimmage, everything like this, the prospect showcase. But you had that going on, plus the Philip Forsberg hockey clinic next door. It was a great day at Ford Ice, great weekend at Ford Ice.
You know, it really was, and it's fun to watch all of our players, you know, get more involved in things they're passionate about. But this is the second year in a row that Forsberg's done that camp, and this year we always oversell it because you can't say no. But, you know, for him to be on the ice with a couple hundred kids and spend time with the kids and the families before and after, you really see a wonderful side of who and what he is. And if he has a chance to work with kids, he does it every single day. And that was an awesome part of what else was going on. And that was obviously the showcase with our partners in Carolina, Washington, and Tampa. And you get to see our guys competing with their peers. And I think we showed out really well. But what showed out even better than that was Nashville and how it turned out. And it's fun listening to the other teams that were there talking about, my God, I can't believe how many people are here. You know, it's opening week for the NFL. A lot of other cities would struggle to put that type of crowd together, but not us. And it's fun to show that off. And, you know, next year the camp goes to Tampa. You know, rotate it every year. And but it was a great, great weekend. And then, like you said, it was mixed in with the golf tournament and Petey's party and the fishing tournament, where you got to see so many of our guys bring their passion for life in front of everyone.
I saw this too, a record amount of money raised for the foundation over the weekend, which is just fantastic news.
Yeah, those are the records we like breaking every year. I mean, they really are. You know, in so many sports, records are sacred. But when we can break a record of what we're fundraising, you know, to go to Parkinson's research, and of course the 365 fund, and then the rest of everything the foundation does, it really makes it that much more worth it. So not only are we having a good time, you know, with our players and our fans and our partners, you're also, you know, creating some good. And like I said, it doesn't matter how many games we win, you know, how many Stanley Cups we win. If we're not leveraging that passion our fans have for this logo to help change the community, we're missing life. So it's fun to see the fact that we're not.
Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators, here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And I want to ask you a question about the foundation, because I saw this at Petey's party that Smile Direct Club has joined up with you guys and the foundation. How did that come about, and what does that mean moving forward for the foundation?
Well, it changes the platform the foundation can be on from a financial standpoint. I mean, they infused it with an immense amount of capital. Not completely disclosing what that is yet, because we're going to roll that out throughout the year with what we call major grants. You know, it could be 5 to 10 much larger grants than what we normally do, which will just augment. I mean, last year we gave out over $2 million in cash, about $500,000 or $600,000 of that were through our grant program, Well, this just fundamentally changes our grant program and raises that quite a bit and allows us to take on some new initiatives. But you look at the hidden treasure in this community, and that's Smile Direct. You know, they chose to operate out of Nashville. They chose to have their headquarters here, to have their plant here. And they have a huge center in Antioch. They're taking over every office, I think, in downtown Nashville. And we're all just so fortunate that they chose Nashville as their new home. They're growing at percentage clips that, if I said it, you wouldn't believe it, but it's hundreds of percent a month as they grow. They went public yesterday, did an IPO, and can't wait to see them continue to grow and be more successful, because there is an organization that gives back every single day, and we're fortunate to be their partner and letting them use our foundation as a conduit.
Well, and it's an awesome group that you guys have put together with the foundation. Things continue to grow in the organization. I know on September 29th, you're going to have Preds Fest. We saw it last year. What can we expect this year?
Well, you know, Preds Fest, we've never been shy about what the goal was with Preds Fest, and it was allowing us to, you know, connect with the community a little bit differently than you have in years past. Obviously, there are certain things that are only for season ticket holders, but at the same time, we wanted to celebrate this team and all that we've grown together with our fans for those that aren't season ticket holders and really the community as a whole. And like we said, you know, in 3, 4, 5, 6 years, we want this to be a three-day weekend where it's a lot more than just an evening as it was last year or a full day this year. Ideally, next year we'll grow it again. But you know, with Moon Taxi signing on to be our performance in the middle of the whole day, you get to see a practice, see the players introduced in a kind of a unique way, get a chance to touch the building differently than you have in years past. I think we're going to have a special announcement that day as well that really signifies how good things are in Smashville.
Are you planning on dressing up as a hockey player and going undercover and signing autographs and pretending to be a member of the team? I mean, if Nick Bonito can do that.
Nick Bonito did it pretty well last year. And I don't want to steal his thunder. And
But that would be
fun. I don't think I'll be doing that.
That would be fun.
It could be. Yeah, but now we can't do it. You just blew it if I wanted to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So now we got to try something. Yeah, so I'll call you next week. We'll figure something out for me and you.
Good to talk to you.
And by the way, I think we might have a dunk tank if any of you guys want to be a celebrity dunkie. Chase,
we'll get back with you. Chase, that's a good idea.
I'll do it.
There you go.
All right. Well, yeah, Chase, I'm going to put you down. Well, guys, thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you on Monday celebrating hockey.
On to the next. Sean, thank you so much. You're a busy man.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
President and CEO.
I think I'd be willing to put in some time in the dunk tank.
Really?
Yeah. I want it to be like a big-time one, though. I got to take a look at the dunk
tank. I feel like for us, though.
Sometimes the dunk tank is like so small, the person doesn't even fall that far.
The water's usually really cold.
It's all right.
Really
but
cold.
The thing with us
that would be refreshing, the way the weather's been.
Well,
right?
That's true. That's
like for Willie, I don't think the line will be very long because nobody wants to dunk Willie.
Why not?
Yeah,
nobody wants
true.
To dunk
like
us.
I might
need somebody else next to me.
Need somebody that, people really want
to dunk.
So if we get Jared, they'll be lined up down Broadway. Yeah. So we'll be good.
Yeah.
You weren't going to go there, but I did. So
no, okay. I was making a comment on who would do that on this show? You're the youth, so
I'll do it.
You need
I'll
to do
it. Anything.
You need to, really?
Most things.
Wait a minute. Did you get that, Max? Save that. That could be a drop.
Look,
I'll do anything.
I've presented. I think we need to get Chris Mason and Hal Gill to teach me how to skate, and that would be funny.
That would be because I know how that ends.
Oh, it ends poorly.
Yes. Yes, it does. We will come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase right here on this Friday morning. ESPN 102.5 The Game.